What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I am your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Wednesday morning. Guys, today I'm going to be doing my picks for week number 18. Guys, today is the last. This is going to be the last week of the NFL regular season of the 2023. It's been a crazy season. You know, there has been a lot of crazy games this year. You know, but hey, it's still been a great time with you guys, you know. So yeah, but guys, we're going into this week. There's gonna be a lot of games being played, and yeah. So we're not gonna have any primetime games going into this week, obviously, we just had our last prime time. We had our last Thursday night game, which was the Cowboys and the Cowboys when they played the Titans. You know, so there's no Thursday night games going on this week. You know, so let's get into it. So guys, we do have some games happening on Saturday. So yeah, let's get into those games. So the two Saturday games. So on Saturday, we're going to be having the Chiefs. They're going to be going on the road, and they're going to be playing the Las Vegas Raiders. So guys, if the Chiefs win this game, the Chiefs will win the number one seed in the AFC conference. You know, it's not a surprise, you know. Obviously there's a lot of things. Well, first of all, I gotta take my pick. I'm obviously gonna take the Chiefs in this one. You know, the Raiders, you know, we really don't know who the Raiders are yet as a team. You know, this is a team that obviously needs a quarterback. You know, this is a team that, you know, has a lot of question marks. You know, can we trust Josh McDaniels going into next season? You know, as our head coach, you know. I'm the type of fan, I'm going to give a first-year head coach a chance to show what he can do going into as the season goes on, you know, seeing what he can adjust with, like, seeing what kind of adjustments he can make with the team, you know. But you know, obviously we all thought I thought the Raiders were going to be very good this season, you know, just seeing what, and I thought Josh McDaniels did a great job, you know, just fixing everything, you know, giving the Raiders receivers, you know, and he got Derek Carr, one of the best route runners in the NFL, and Davante Adams, you know, but obviously Derek Carr wasn't the answer, you know. The Raiders obviously need to get a quarterback, you know, and I don't know what the Raiders are going to do. You know, maybe maybe you can try to go into the draft and try to somehow trade up and get one of these top prospects, either it's Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. You know, but I'm gonna take the Chiefs. You know, there's just too much talent, you know, on this Chiefs team, and Patrick Mahomes, he's been outstanding this year, you know, and like I said before, guys, Patrick Mahomes, he's just showing that, you know, without Tyreek Hill, which was his best, you know, player to throw to, that he would be thrown to, he's proven that he doesn't need talent to be great, you know, because he can be great all by himself, because it's clear that he is one of the most talented wide receivers, you know, in the NFL, you know, talented quarterbacks in the NFL, not wide receivers. So I'm going to take the Chiefs to win this game. And if the Chiefs win this game, they're going to also win the AFC. They're also going to be winning the AFC, the AFC West, you know? So I'm going to take the Chiefs to win this game. It's not going to be, it could be interesting, you know, because the Raiders, they did play a pretty good game against the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, they took that game to an overtime. Like, who expected that to happen? You know, but I'm still taking the Chiefs. All right, guys. The other game we have on Saturday, we have a divisional game. And this game this game's obviously going to go down to whoever wins this game. They're going to be division winners. We have the Tennessee Titans. They're going to be going on the road, and they're going to be playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Duval. So obviously, the winner of this matchup will be the winner of the division. And I don't know what to say in this game, you know, because a lot of people are expecting an upset. I don't know why. You know, look it. I like Mike Vrabel. I think this guy is a great head coach. You know, I thought ever since this guy has got into Tennessee, I thought he has done a great job. But the Titans, you know, they're a mess. They can't stay healthy. They don't have receivers. I mean, I'm loving what I'm seeing from this rookie wide receiver. I forgot his name though. You know, but you know the Titans are a mess. They can't stay healthy. You know, I just don't know what's going on with them. You know, the Jaguars are playing very good football. You know, and it's clear to say when it comes to finding a great head coach. If you find a great head coach, and you add that with a team that has talent but is unproven at the same time, especially in a very bad division, you have a chance to get into the postseason. And Doug Peterson has showed that. The reason why I didn't have faith in Doug Peterson is because of what we all saw in Philadelphia. You know, especially me. This guy was horrible with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was horrible with Carson Wentz, you know? So, like, and I was shocked when people were literally saying, oh, this is a great hire for the Jacksonville Jaguars. How was that a great hire when he did Carson Wentz no favors? Or the Philadelphia Eagles roster. The Eagles were horrible. The last time Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl was with Nick Foles. He was a backup. You know, but Doug Peterson, It looks like he has changed his ways as a coach, I'm assuming. And he brought a Jaguars team that was very young, but has talent, and in a bad division, and fought their way through the season to get to this point. You know, now obviously, this is obviously going to be a close game. You know, because you can't count you can't ever count Mike Vrabel out in a game that could somehow get you into the postseason. You know, this is going to be a close game, in my opinion. You know, this is going to be a close game. It was a close game the last time these two played, you know. But it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to trust Doug Peterson and the Jaguars to finish it and win the division and go to the postseason for the first time in a long time. Give me the Jacksonville Jaguars to win this game at home in Duval. Jaguars fans, I got you guys heading back to the postseason. You guys will win this division, go 9-8, and you guys will clinch the number 4 seed in the AFC. So I'm taking the Cats to win that game. All right, guys, now let's head to Sunday. We have the Baltimore Ravens. Well, they're going to be going on the road and playing the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't really know what to say about this game. You know, like, look, it is like there's been questions going on. This same exact question has been asked all damn week. Is Lamar Jackson going to play? Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Like, look, it really doesn't matter. Even if, look, as much as I like Lamar Jackson, I'm still taking the Bengals. I mean, the Ravens, I don't know what's going on with them. You know, I'm taking the Bengals. The Ravens, they're not, look at, we all saw how the Ravens finish games. Whenever Lamar Jackson's playing, the Ravens they'll take a big lead. But whenever the game ends, they'll end up choking. For some reason, this team can't finish games. This Baltimore Ravens team they can't finish games in a complete way. They choke every time. The only reason the Ravens have been winning is because of Justin Tucker and their defense. Their offense has been a complete mess. They can't put up points. And you're telling... No, I'm not picking a team that can't score points when you're going against a Bengals team that features Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and Joe Shiesty, a.k.a. Joe Burrow. I'm taking the Bengals. The Bengals are going to win this game and go 12-4. I'm taking the Bengals to win this game. Hootay! All right, guys. I'm taking Cincinnati. All right, guys. Let's head to New Orleans. We got the Saints. The Saints are still alive in the postseason. The Saints are still alive in the playoff hunt. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be playing the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Panthers are officially eliminated from the playoffs. This is obviously going to be a boring game, you know. But I'm still going to take the I'll take the Saints. You know, the Panthers, they're a mess. You know, I'm taking the Saints. I love how the Saints play defensively, even though they played Gardner Minshew. The Saints, they played good defense, and Andy Dalton didn't choke. You know, Andy Dalton didn't choke. Andy Dalton in this offense was very formidable. It was very formidable and conservative. You know, they beat they beat one of the best defenses in the NFC conference, you know, and there's no way in hell. And look at, I love this Panthers defense. I think this Panthers defense will be much better in the future, but I'm still gonna take the Saints, you know, just because they're at home and they're fighting for their playoff lives, you know. But give me the Saints to win this game and go 8-9 and move up in the NFC South. So I'm taking the Saints to win this game. All right, guys, let's head to Buffalo. We got the Buffalo Bills. They're gonna be at home, and they're gonna be playing the New England Patriots. The Patriots coming off a huge win over the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, guys, the Bills game couldn't happen just because of the sad scene, the sad moment we were all witnessing, and it's still going on as this day is happening. Rookie cornerback DeMar Hamlin, he's still in the hospital. He's still fighting. Let's all pray for him. That was scary. Seeing that happen to DeMar Hamlin, that was scary. That's something that you never want to see. Like I said, watching the game, this game is not a joke, I always say this, every day is not promised to us. God can take, now I'm not trying to say God did this, because God is a desperate soul. God would never take away our lives if we ever did anything back to him. That's who God is. But you're putting your life out on the field, against men who work out every day, who are built with nothing but muscle, and they have nothing but structure all over their bodies. That's scary. But let's hope and pray DeMar Hamlin wakes up in the hospital. Hopefully he ends up breathing by himself. Obviously the doctors, because DeMar Hamlin, he's still in the hospital in Cincinnati. The doctors, I heard that they put a tube down his throat, and basically this is a breathing tube that's obviously breathing for him, but let's hopefully that doesn't have to be the case. Let's hope that he can end up breathing, But anyways, guys, the Bills are going to be at home. They're going to be playing the New England Patriots, and oh my God, I don't know what to say about this game, because the last time these two played, the Bills straight out killed the Patriots. Why not have the same thing happening? Because I'm taking the Buffalo Bills. The Patriots, even though they beat the Dolphins, they still look bad. Mac Jones, he was horrible. I'm gonna take the Bills, and I'm pretty sure the Bills are also going to be playing hard for their fellow teammate DeMar Hamlin, because that's what teams do, I'm taking the Buffalo Bills to win this game and go 13-3. Give me the Buffalo Bills. All right, guys. Let's head to Let's head to Atlanta, Georgia. We got the Falcons. They're going to be hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man, I don't really. Now, it's been reported that Tom Brady will be playing in this game. So it's clear to say that the Buccaneers are going to win this game. The Falcons, they got a rookie quarterback in Desmond Ridder, who the Falcons, they did win, but they barely won against a bad Cardinals team. I'm taking the Buccaneers. The Falcons, they're rebuilding. Arthur's, I thought, now I thought Arthur Smith did a pretty good job this season. Look it, you have your quarterback of the future. Now all you need is receivers. Go and give Desmond Ridder his receivers. I mean, Calvin Ridley, he did get suspended, so I think getting Calvin Ridley back, I think that's gonna be huge. I think the future for this Falcons team is pretty bright. I think the defense I thought looked a whole lot better this season. But I'm gonna take the Buccaneers. Give me Tampa Bay. All right, guys, let's head to Denver, Colorado. We have the Broncos. The Broncos are coming off a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. They're gonna be playing the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers beating the crap out of the Los Angeles Rams, 38 to 10. And it really doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. The Broncos, they're a bad team. They don't have a head coach. I'm taking the Chargers. Even if the Char look it, I'll bet my money. I bet even if the Chargers, I'll bet $1. If the Chargers benched all their starters, the Chargers would still win. And they are. The Broncos, they're a mess. We don't know if Russell Wilson's gonna be there for the further future, but the Chargers, they're gonna win this game. They're the better team over they're the better team. I'm taking the Chargers to win this game. Give me Los Angeles. All right, guys, let's head to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Guys, we have the Steelers. Guys, the Steelers are in fight for the number 7 seed in the AFC. They're going to be facing the Cleveland Browns. This might be a boring game, but this might be a winnable game for the Steelers. And I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers to win this game in Heinz Field at home. The Steelers are going to the postseason, and Mike Tomlin does not have his first ever losing season. The Steelers go what? 9-8? I think that's the record. Yep. The Steelers go 9-8. And if that happens, three teams in the AFC North will enter the postseason. I'm taking the Steelers just because, look, even though the Browns won, they played a bad Commanders team. The Steelers, whenever TJ Watt is on the field, which I'm assuming he will be, the Steelers are undefeated. Kenny Pickett, he's finding ways to get this offense down the field. The running game looks pretty good, and the Steelers have a lot of weapons on the outside, and the offensive line is not as suspect as I thought it would be. And that was my main reason going into the season for the Steelers. I said, if you give this offense a good offensive line, this offense can do things that scary. And look at, they're winning games. I'm taking the Steelers to win this game, and the Steelers will once again enter the postseason. Kenny Pickett will go to the postseason as a young rookie quarterback. Give me the Steelers to win this game. All right, guys, let's head to oh God, we got a bo let's head to Indianapolis. We got a boring game on our hands. We got the Colts. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be hosting the Houston Texans. The Colts and the Texans both coming off a loss. Obviously, both teams are trying. Both teams are in a good position to get two of the. Both of these teams are in a good position to get two of the best quarterbacks in this year's draft. You know, the Texans got the number one pick. You know, and I think the Colts have the number four or five pick. But obviously, both of these teams are rebuilding. You know, we don't know what the future holds for both of these teams. You know. But it's clear to say the team that's much closer to being more successful than the other, the Colts are almost there. I said this when the Giants beat the Colts. This team is one quarterback away. You have receivers. Your offensive line's not that bad, you know. You just need a quarterback. The Colts haven't had a good quarterback ever since Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. They need a quarterback, you know, and they just don't have that. You know, go into the draft, draft your quarterback, and voila. But I look at this game, obviously both teams are going to want to lose out. You know, if I was ever a fan of both of these teams, I would want to lose out, you know, try to get that top pick. But, you know, there's got to be a winner. I'm going to take the Texans just because, you know, Houston, even though their record is horrible, They have been competing in their games, even though they got squashed the hell out by the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, I'm gonna take the Houston Texans to win this game, but this could go either way. But give me the Texans to win this game. All right, guys, let's head to Miami. We got the Dolphins. They're going to be playing the New York Jets. So, obviously, guys, the New York Jets are... They have been officially eliminated from the playoffs. But, hey, the Dolphins aren't... The Dolphins are still alive. Miami is still alive. So, this game is much more... This is a much more of a win-and-in type of scenario for the Dolphins. And if they win this game, they can get in. But they're not. I'm sorry, Dolphins fans. I don't feel confident. Without Tua, the Dolphins can't win. The only good thing... I can't trust the Dolphins without Tua. And especially when you're going against a pretty good Jets defense. I don't know. I'm sorry, Dolphins fans, but I'm gonna take the Jets to. I'm pretty sure the Dolphins are favored in this game, but I'm gonna take the Jets to win this one. I just can't trust this offense. Has Tua been bad for the past few games? Yeah, but he still gives this team a chance to win. And I don't know. The Dolphins literally were down to their third or fourth string quarterback. And look how that went. Look how everything turned out to be. They got squashed by a pretty good defense in the New England Patriots. Voila. The Jets got a good defense. I'm taking the Jets to win this game. I'm sorry, Dolphins fans. I'm taking the Jets to win this game. All right, guys, let's head to San Francisco. we have the 49ers. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be hosting the Arizona Cardinals. So this is obviously an NFC West divisional matchup, and I'm taking the 49ers. The Cardinals are a mess. You know, this 49ers team is a clear Super Bowl contender. You know, Brock Purdy has been amazing in this offense. I'm taking the 49ers to win this game. Fire Cliff Kingsbury, fire them all. The Cardinals clearly need a reboot in that system, in the coaching system. I'm taking the 49ers. So give me the Niners. All right, guys, let's head to Seattle, Washington. Seattle, Washington. Guys, we have the Seahawks. The Seahawks are still alive in the postseason. The Seahawks, they're going to be at home, and they're going to be playing Baker Mayfield and the Los Angeles Rams. Oh, God. Look it. I understand Baker Mayfield got kicked. I understand the Rams got their asses whooped by Justin Herbert and the Chargers, but the Seahawks ain't better than the Chargers, in my opinion. So this is a chance the Rams could win. You know, but, oh my God, I don't know. I have a feeling this could go either way. You know, because the Seahawks defense, they're allowing more than 400 yards through the air. You know, and that's very good news for this Rams offense, because we all know how good this Rams offense can be if you give them time to throw the ball, you know. But the Seahawks, they're at home, you know. Their defensive line can, their defensive front can apply pressure, you know. So I can see the Seahawks winning this game. I think this game goes down to the wire. But I think the Seahawks offense figure out this Rams defense, and they win a game on a game-winning field goal. I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks to beat the Rams by a field goal. The Seahawks go 9-8. And yeah, the Seahawks stay in the fight for the number 7 seed. So all the Seahawks really need is the pack. All the Seahawks really need is a loser. Oh wait, it doesn't really matter. Whoever wins out of the Packers or the Lions game doesn't really matter, because the Seahawks, if they win, they're in. They clinch the number 7 seed. You know, so I'm taking the Seahawks to win. Alright guys, let's head to Chicago, Illinois. We got the Bears. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Obviously, the last time these two played, it was a close game. You know, but the Bears lost because their receiver got stripped and fumbled it when the Bears literally had a shot to win the game. So let's hope that doesn't happen again, because I'm gonna take the Chicago Bears in an upset. No, I'm not. I'm playing around. I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings. I'm taking the Vikings. No, obviously, if you're the Bears, you want to lose out. You know, you want to lose out. Build your team up. You know, obviously, the Bears need a lot of help on both sides of the ball. You know, they need receivers. They need, you know, they need a lot of help on the defensive side. You know, lose out, try to get the top pick, and go and get your guy. So I'm going to take the people purple fuckers, and I'm going to take the Vikings to win this game. All right, guys. Let's head to Washington, D.C. We got the Commanders. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be playing the Dallas Cowgirls. The Cowgirls are coming off a win over the Tennessee Titans. I'm gonna take the Cowboys just for the simple fact that the Commanders this team is an idiotic franchise, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna start Carson Wentz. And we all saw how that happened, you know, when they decided to start Carson Wentz over Taylor Heineke. Carson Wentz was horrible, threw what, 3 interceptions? You know, he was bad. You know, I'm taking the Cowboys. It's not a question. That's going to be the only reason why the Cowboys win. So I'm taking the Cowboys. All right, guys, let's head to Philadelphia. We got the Eagles. The Eagles are coming off a loss to the New Orleans Saints. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be playing my New York Giants. Giants fans, we're going to the playoffs. Yes, the New York Giants, they did what we had to do. We went into this game at home, and we kicked the crap out of the Colts. That's what you want to see. You know, and you can see the improvement from this offense, even from this team as a whole. Even though it was against a 4-win Colts team, we still got the job done. And we did. Look it, that was the easiest scenario for the Giants. You win and you're in. And that's what we did. We're the number 6 seed. And obviously we're going to end up facing the Vikings, which could possibly be the biggest NFC wild card matchup in the NFC conference, you know. But obviously I'm going to take the Eagles to win this game. You know, I'm assuming Brian Daboll is going to bench his starter. He's going to sit all the starters out. Obviously most of his starters might play, you know. Now, I'm assuming because there's 53 players on one roster, and there's 11 guys. You know, you gotta play 11 guys, you know, so maybe Brian Daboll figures something out. Maybe he tries to play some of his starters, you know, not for the entire game, maybe for the first half, and then he puts his second, third, and fourth stringers out there. But this game obviously is more meaningful for the Eagles than for the Giants. The Eagles are fighting for the number 1 seed, and that's what they will get. Especially now that Jalen Hurts is coming back. I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles to win this game. But nothing would be better to see the Philadelphia Eagles lose this game and the Giants go 10-6. But, you know, that may never happen, but you never know. But I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles to win this game. But it would be amazing if they lose. But I'm going to take the Eagles. All right, guys. It's time for Sunday Night Football. We got an NFC North matchup. We got the Detroit Lions. They're going on the road. And they're going to Lambeau Field. And they're going to be hosting the Cheeseheads, the Green Bay Packers. The Packers on a little 4-game winning streak. The Packers kicked the crap out of the Minnesota Vikings. 41-17. The Packers are at home and they're playing a Lions team that we all thought that they were gonna win, that they were gonna beat, and they didn't. The Packers were a mess. And that was in the beginning of the year. That was in the first half of the season. We're in the second half of the season, and this is a total different Packers team. But this is also a different total. This is also a different Lions team. This Lions team is different. The Lions also kicked the crap out of the Chicago Bears. So you can tell that this could be a high scoring game. But you know, the Lions have one of the best high scoring. The Lions are scoring, they're scoring the most points out of any team in the NFL, you know. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this Packers defense, which has improved over the course of their four-game winning streak, to see how they can stop Jared Goff in this offense, you know. But, oh, I picked the Packers to win, and they won. Oh, man. But look at, I like Dan Campbell. And I would love to see, I would love to see Lions fans in the postseason. You know, it would it would be amazing to see Dan Campbell bring this team back to the postseason. This one, the Lions haven't been to the, have not been to the playoffs since the, since the early 2000, early 2000s. I think the last time the Lions were, you know, in the postseason was, I think was when in Matthew Stafford's younger days, when he had Megatron, you know. So it's been a long time since the Lions have been in the postseason, you know. But obviously, I'm a big fan of I'm a big fan of Aaron Rodgers. I'm a big fan of Dan Campbell. You know, these are two organizations that would love to get back to the postseason. But this is, I think this game might go down to the wire. This game, I can see this game going down to the wire. I'm sorry, Lions fans, but I love how the, I'm sorry, Lions fans. I'm sorry. But I'm going to take the Cheeseheads to win this game. And the Packers will go to the postseason. And look, here's why. The reason why I'm taking the Packers is because I just love how they've been playing football. You know, they beat a Vikings team that beat them. You know, they beat one of the most scariest offenses in the league, in the Miami Dolphins offense. They beat them. Look at the Packers, are improving and they're getting better. You know, the reason why I didn't pick the Packers against the Dolphins, because they beat two bad teams in the Chicago Bears and the Los Angeles Rams. But no, this Packers team has, proved to me that they can, take any challenge. And we're starting to see the old Aaron Rodgers. And these receivers are not dropping passes. So I'm going to take the Packers, but this game could go, I could see this game going either way. I would not be surprised if the Lions go into Lambeau Field and they win this game. I would not be surprised. You know? But I'm going to take the Packers to win this game. You know? And yeah. Give me the Packers to up to win this game. So yeah, there you go. There you go, Packers fans. I got you guys heading back to the playoffs as the number 7 seed. And yeah, guys, those are my picks for week number 18. I hope you all enjoyed my picks. Let me know how you guys feel about my picks. Let me know if I need to change up my picks or anything like that. And yeah, guys, I'll see you all tomorrow. And yeah, I hope you all enjoy this. I hope you all enjoy this lovely and rainy and muggy Wednesday morning. But until then, I'm out. Peace.